His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today we remember the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem that preceded his death, his execution, his trial and crucifixion, and then subsequently the resurrection from the dead that we will celebrate next Sunday. We will look this morning in Matthew chapter 21 and also in Luke chapter 19 to look at these passages that portray or give this account that we see with Jesus Christ entering Jerusalem triumphantly. And in Matthew chapter 21, beginning of verse 1, we read, "Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, "The Lord has need of them." And immediately he sent them." I want you to, first of all, remember here or notice the providence of God. God provides us with what we need. And especially when we're in his will, when we're doing what God wants us to do, God provides and meets the need. And here you see that it was actually, and we'll see here from Scripture, that what was happening was actually a fulfillment of prophecy. You see, in the Old Testament, in the law of God, in the Psalms, in Proverbs, in the prophets, you actually see a foretelling of Jesus Christ. You see actually a proclamation of how Jesus would live, and that he would come. And in fact, even in the sacrifices in the Old Testament that were a part of the law, you actually see prophecies of Jesus Christ. And Jesus actually became our Passover lamb. We'll talk more about that next Sunday. But here we see that Jesus obviously came to the earth not to do his own will, not to do what he wanted to do, but to carry out a very specific task and to fulfill the plan that the Father had from the foundation of the world for Jesus Christ to die on the cross and to be saved. And yet there were certain things that needed to be fulfilled because God had prophesied through the prophets, through the Psalms, through the law of God, had prophesied and had foretold various things that would happen, and Jesus actually fulfilled those things. And you see here the providence of God providing for this donkey and the colt. And Jesus says, "If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." So you see, not only the providence of God and the foreknowledge of God in Jesus operating both as man and God, knowing that this would happen, knowing that there would actually be that you would actually, that the colt and the donkey would be there, and then giving the disciples words to say to anyone who would question them. Hey, wait a minute, what are you doing with my donkey? What are you doing with my colt? The Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. And going on in verse 4, we read, and this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, and this is one phrase you'll see throughout the Bible, throughout the New Testament, throughout the accounts of Jesus Christ and the various Gospels that tell us about Jesus. You'll see this phrase, and this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This weekend, we remember the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross to pay the penalty that you and I rightly deserved. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard. Every one of us deserves death and hell. Thankfully, Jesus did pay our debt and rose again, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. He offers everyone salvation. All you have to do is believe that he is the Son of God, that God has raised him from the dead, and repent of your sins to accept God's free gift of salvation. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your faster PC
solves computer problems.
We're back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems, your computer questions. So this is what we're all about here at A Faster PC, is helping you out. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we can help you resolve your computer and technology problems. And, you know, this is what we do here, and we want to help you. And, you know, one of the things last week, we ended the show in the last segment, we started talking about some of the government requirements for companies and businesses, medical establishments. There are a lot of industries that are
that do have some actual regulation about what you share, or you know how the companies protect your data, whether you're an employee, a customer, a patient, a client, a vendor, even. It's important that companies protect your data, and you know it's even important that for you to protect your own data. And that also, by the way, can sometimes include what you share with certain agencies. You don't always have to share everything that they're asking for you to share. You know, for instance, why would your doctor need your Social Security number? You know, they're not filing taxes with them. So, you know, there are some things, but they're going to ask a lot of times. But there are some things that you can do, but there are things that businesses and nonprofits and government agencies and other institutions need to follow. And more, some of the there's more and more regulation coming into the market to really require businesses and certain organizations and medical practices and so on to actually protect data. But we talked about our zero trust cybersecurity plan, where we actually look at what is being done on the computer. This software can actually look at what programs have been running, what programs are accessing the internet, what programs are accessing your data, and then we can allow those programs to continue to do that, but disallow anything else unless it's specifically approved. And the thing is, what happens here is, and really when you get an update, sometimes the update will go flawlessly, and sometimes you will have to get that update approved. And, you know, but basically what would happen is we would be able to look at the file, make sure it's legitimate. We'd be able to authorize that update or not authorize that update. And the thing is, if you're out there and you had this, whether it's your business or you're in a ministry or a nonprofit, or you're in a medical practice, a law office, you work for a car lot. I mean, there's a lot of regulations that are out there for car lots or banks now as well. You work for these agencies, you're tricked into clicking on a link that launches malicious code that starts looking for your data and looking for other people's data also. You see, one of the things that happens when hackers get into someone's personal computer and they look, one of the first things they're going to do is look to infect you, look to spread the infection through your computer, maybe look for saved usernames and passwords, so on and so forth. But they're also, one of the things they do quite often is they encrypt data, and then they ask you to pay them money to get your data back. That's called ransomware. They're ransoming your data. Well, when they get into a business or a medical practice or a government agency, or it could be a school system even, they got into the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department. Now that takes some, I would say it takes some courage, but that would only be true if the hackers were located in the United States. But these hackers are located where? Well, they might be located in China or in Russia, where the government may either be turning a blind eye, or Nigeria, where the government may be turning a blind eye, or in the case of China and Russia, may even be encouraging it. In fact, they may even be sponsoring this. And what they're going to do once they get into an organization is, before they encrypt the data and ask for a ransom, they're going to explore. They're going to see, and they're going to try to plant plant a footprint so that they can get back in later on, because most people that are hit again another 6 months or a year down the line by the same people, the same scammers. Even if you pay the money, doesn't mean that they're not going to come back and ask for the money again. But they're also going to review what is the annual revenue of this organization, this business, this medical practice, this law firm or accounting firm. What is the annual revenue? Then they're going to base their ransom on that sum. They're gonna ask for 10 to 20% of that annual revenue. Then they're also going to attempt to extract your data. So, you know, think about it. A law firm, what type of sensitive data that they may have? They may have, information about, depending on the type of law practice it is, they might have wills, they might have trusts, they're going to have a lot of times social security numbers, driver's license numbers, date of birth. They're going to have maybe land transactions. Accountants would have all kinds of information. Really, an accountant and a lawyer would have everything, in many cases, everything that would be needed for identity theft. Even your doctor many times has everything, especially if you've given them your social security number. I mean, you can't ungive it to them. If you've given it to them already, they already have it. Very often they have your driver's license number, they have your date of birth, they have your medical information. So they're going to try to get all of this data. Think about, even if you're going to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a counselor, and you're divulging some maybe sensitive information. Well, that practitioner would have that information there. They're going to get all of this information. They're going to pull it, and the ransom is not just when they encrypt your data. It's not just to get your data back, but it's also to not release that information on the dark web. And they may even, if you don't pay the ransom, may even start going to your clients, your business, your customers, your vendors, whoever it is that you have been storing their data, and they have this data, and demand ransom from them as well. Then you have two problems, because the person would be mad that their data is stolen, and they would be mad at you because you let it happen. Well, with our zero trust software, we can actually stop this in most cases. Nothing is 100% foolproof. And one of the things is, it is difficult, very difficult, to protect you against you. We have customers that do sometimes let the bad guys in. And we can take a lot of steps with this software so that even if you attempt to let the bad guys in, that they're very limited in what they can do and what they can access once they get in. And so we actually are doing this not only for businesses and medical practices and nonprofits and ministries, but we're also offering this to home office, people that work in a home office, or people that work in a ministry, people that work just individuals, residential individuals. We in fact have one computer in the shop right now. We're going to help protect that person and his computer from the hackers, and even from him letting them in. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology issues as well. So you're listening here to A Faster PC live technical support, and your question doesn't have to be on the topic that we've been talking about. It can be on anything related to computers or technology. Even that would include your phone. That would include your smart thermostat if you have one. A smart doorbell. A lot of people have the camera doorbells, ring doorbells, and other types. Wi-Fi cameras in the house, smart televisions. We can help you with all of that.
cybersecurity, you know, we can answer questions. One of the things when we're talking about cybersecurity, one of the things that we offer with our managed services, you know, you can come to a Faster PC and we can do work for you where you're just paying for the time that we're working, and we only do work when you ask us to do work. And that's called break fix. But we also have managed services where we actually have software that's monitoring your system. We're proactive. We're looking, you know, for issues. And not only, you know, if you have a problem, you can call us up and we can solve that problem many times remotely. Of course, we can help you out remotely even if you're paying for the service. But, you know, if you're not, you know, if you're on a managed services plan, you know how much it's going to cost, and there's no hidden fees there. So, but this is something that we're able to actually come in and show you how we resolve computer problems, and we're able actually to log into your system and solve things. But one of the things that we do with our managed services clients is we also do patch management. What is patch management? Well, we're actually twice a day we have automated scripts that are running on your computer. If you are a managed services client of ours, those automated services update, check for Windows updates twice a day, and once a day they'll reboot your computer. If it's on and the update happens, they'll actually reboot your system. Now, other than that, we also are looking for updates to other programs, such as Microsoft Zoom, but we're looking for updates to Zoom. We're looking for updates to Firefox, to Chrome. Microsoft Edge updates would be included in the Windows updates. We're looking for updates to other types of programs that are commonly used as well. If you have Java on your computer, well, it needs to be updated. And what happens is there are threats that come out that are discovered, and once they're discovered, the software or hardware manufacturer works on a patch to resolve that threat and to close up that security hole. And what happens is once that is released, the hackers then find out about it and they start trying to exploit it. And so what we're looking for there is to just look to install that patch as quickly as possible. So six times a day, on average, every 4 hours, we're looking to see if there are patches available. Now, the worst kind of threat is what's called a zero-day threat. This is where the software or hardware manufacturer didn't find the threat. A security firm didn't find the threat. The hackers found the threat first. They found the security hole first, and they realized, hey, we can get into this, to this system. We can break into this system, and we can start exploiting it, and they're already exploiting it by the time the threat is known to the software or hardware manufacturer. So at that time, they have to really come up, they have to work fast as they can to come out with an emergency patch to actually patch this zero-day threat. By the way, there are a lot of these. Google Chrome had a lot of them last year. Firefox had a lot of them. These are affecting major software that you're probably running and using on your computer. So it's very important that your patches are being installed. We're also, if you're using the Windows security as your primary antivirus or security software, we actually are working to run software on there to look for updates every hour, and so that if there's any definition updates, any new threat that comes out and there's a new definition that detects that threat,
you're actually going to be, you know, going to be actually looking. We're actually looking for those updates and installing those updates every hour. So 24 times a day, looking for updates to Windows security. So in addition to that, there is a threat that did come out recently that we wanted to alert you to, and make sure if you have not installed the patches for this, then you definitely need to do that, because there is a major vulnerability that was discovered recently in Microsoft Outlook. Now, not everyone listening uses Outlook. I understand that. Some people just use webmail. Some people use the Windows Mail software. But if you have Microsoft Office, the full version with Outlook, or you have Microsoft 365, which is their applications, their subscription-based applications, you have access to Outlook, and you could actually read your email, receive email, send email through Outlook. It also has a calendar that you can use. So some of you out there listening are using Outlook, some of you are not. But those that are using Outlook, you need to realize there is a major vulnerability that was recently discovered in Outlook. And this is a serious security flaw that scored a 9.8 on the Common Vulnerability Scoring System. The flaw is labeled CVE-2023-2339. It's a zero-click vulnerability. What this means is it could let hackers steal sensitive information from your user accounts, including your email address and your password to your email address, so that they can then send out malicious emails as if they were you. So we talked a little bit about this last week. You know, what? Just think about it. You know, some people say, well, none of this cybersecurity stuff matters to me because I don't have anything worth stealing. But you really do, unless you're just, you know, one of the most disliked persons in the history of the universe, most likely. And I would think even the very disliked people have someone that trusts them, someone that knows them, someone that would do things for them. You know, imagine if your friends, your family members, if you're a business, or your customers, if you're a medical practice, your patients, if you're a ministry, your parishioners, or your donors, the people that you help out in your ministry, your employees, your volunteers, or if you're another nonprofit, you know, you can apply the same thing, the same types of criteria there. You know, if you're an attorney, your clients, if you're an accountant, your clients, or your vendors. What if they receive, or even if you're an attorney, what if judges receive an email that says it came from you, and you know, it has a link that could potentially infect the other person's computer, or encrypt their data, or has what purports to be an invoice, and the person would open that, or some other type of document that you would typically send that person. Well, and really the smartest hackers are going to actually look at your email. Before they do anything, they're going to watch. What types of email does this person receive? What types of email does this person send? Do they send attachments? Do they receive attachments? How can we best exploit this threat? How can we best trick others into clicking on a link or opening an attachment? And, you know, if you typically send out invoices to your customers, they would be looking for those and expecting them, and would be open to opening those attachments. So those types of threats are really, or what if it's, let's say, a agenda for a meeting, or a purported agenda for a meeting. You know, I mean, this is something that would legitimately be sent out, but if a hacker sends it out, it might launch malicious code. So this is a, you know, even if you're just a private individual using your computer, just think, you do have people that probably trust you and would help you out if you really needed help. And some of those people, a lot of times these emails will say, you know, I can't talk on the phone right now, you know, please just respond to my email. Well, why are they saying that? Well, the hackers have access to your email. And the best of them, they're going to set up rules that are going to actually prevent you from even seeing the emails. But they're going to see the emails, and they're going to see that, you know, you're replying to them, and they're going to reply back to you. They're going to reply back to your friend or your relative or your business associate, and they're going to pretend to be you, and they're going to try to make it seem like it's legitimate, and so it's very important that you get your Outlook patched if you haven't done so yet. This affects all versions of Windows. All supported Windows Outlook versions, Outlook for the web, Android, iOS, Mac, and Microsoft 365 services online are not affected, but the actual Outlook software installed on the Windows-based computer is infected. And so it is vitally important that you go out and install Windows updates. If you haven't done that yet, you'll want to actually do that. And I'll just show you real quick how you can actually. I'll switch over to a full screen. So those that are watching on Facebook or YouTube right now, if you're not watching right now, that's okay. You know, if you're driving down the road, please do not watch a Faster PC live technical support while you're driving. Just wait until later, and you can watch this later. But you're going to click on the Start button and go up to Settings. Now, this will work with Windows 10 and Windows 11. If you're using an earlier operating system, you're using an operating system that's no longer supported, and you're probably not going to get all the updates. In fact, if you need to make sure that the version of Office that you're using is supported as well. You want to go over here to Windows Updates, and you want to actually check for updates. If there are any updates that are there, you want to go ahead and install them. You see the only one that's available for me is a cumulative update preview. So it's not the actual update, it just previews the update. And anyway, you can click Check Updates. There are some settings in here where you can go. And you see here in the advanced settings, I actually clicked on advanced options, and you can actually receive updates for other Microsoft products. And you'll want to have that on because that means that you're updating Outlook as well. And by the way, there are threats that come out with Microsoft Word. There are threats that come out with Microsoft Excel. There are threats that come out with PowerPoint. You want to be installing updates to the other Microsoft products that you might have on your computer. And I know some of you don't have any Microsoft products, but if you do, you need to be updating that software when you're installing the updates. And it's just a matter of clicking download and install. What'll happen when the updates are installed and ready, your computer will prompt you to restart. If you're sitting at your computer, you can pause that, you can wait, you can tell it to wait 4 hours, or you can schedule a time. Otherwise, it'll just reboot and install the update.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC, we have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 Kentucky US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.fasterpc.com.
It's www.fasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems, solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.fasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page. So go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Right, you do, and we are back ready to answer your questions and going right to the lines right now where we have Sharon on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC live technical support. Sharon, how can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, right now I can.
Okay. So my question is, how do I keep my email that I pull up on my computer, not my emails, I'm sorry, but my searches from my computer to actually pull up on my laptop.
Do you want them to pull up on your laptop, or you don't want them to pull up on your laptop?
No, I don't want them.
Okay, so...
When I'm searching for them on my phone, I don't want them to pull up. I don't want to be able to see that on my laptop.
Okay, so one of the things that happens sometimes is with browsers, you can log into the browser and you can actually get access where certain things the things that you do on one browser, on one device, will be actually available on the other device. So let me just show that real quick here. I'll switch over to a full screen to show this. And in Windows, let's say, if you're using I'm using Mozilla here. So I could actually click the little link here to go to the settings, the three lines, and it says sync and save data. So if I were using Mozilla Firefox on one computer and on another computer, or on one phone and another computer, I could actually be signed into both, and what I did on one would come over to the other. You can do the same with Chrome. So if we were to open up Google Chrome, I probably am signed in Google Chrome because I have a Chrome account. And in fact, so here, yes, I am signed in Chrome. I have my little icon up there, and I'm signed in with my username. And let me see, I'm actually not syncing though. Sync was turned off. So you know, one thing you could do, even if you are signed in, you can turn sync off. Now, mine says turn sync on when I click there. So I could turn sync on, but if my sync was on, then it would say sync is on, and I would have the option to turn sync off. So that's what you're going to want to do. So, you know, if there are people that want to have the same thing, because some people have saved usernames and passwords. We don't really recommend having saved usernames and passwords, because if you have saved usernames and passwords, then what can happen is you can actually have situations where if you let a hacker or scammer into your system, they're going to be able to access the saved usernames and passwords. So we actually don't recommend you have those saved usernames and passwords, but some people live by them, and that's they value the convenience more than they value the security of not having that. So they would actually view syncing as a good thing. So the opposite would be true of you, though. You don't want what you're doing on one device to go over to the other device. So you would need to turn off sync. Now, really, to be fully where your searches aren't seen, you see, I'm actually logged in with a Google account here. You really would need to be logged off of Google, because Google knows who you are. And they'll even track your IP address. You know, if you're accessing the internet from a certain IP address, and you go to a completely different computer, and you open up that computer, and you go to a Google site, you know, maybe it's YouTube, you might see ads. If it's on the same IP address, you might see videos that are similar to ones that you've watched. Because they know that you're interested in certain things. And I'm talking about a brand new computer. You know, if you have a computer that's been used on YouTube, then, you know, whoever's used it on YouTube's gone to certain videos. They're going to know what types of videos you've clicked on, what types you've watched. The more you watch those types of videos, the more those types of things show up. And they're going to know those types of things, but they're also going to know things about your search engine. Like if I did a search right here, I'm actually logged into Google, they know that I'm searching for that. So you know, if I went over to another device and I'm logged into that device as well, they're gonna know that I've searched for that. So you would either need to log off. Another thing you can do with Google Chrome, you can do this with Edge, You can do it with Firefox. They call it different things. Sometimes they call it incognito. Sometimes they call it in private session. But you can actually launch in incognito. So if I click on the three dots and I click on incognito window, that it says here you've gone incognito, has a hat and glasses. You know, you can picture a guy sitting on a bench with a newspaper in front of his face, you know, trying to peer over the side to, you know, see what he's, you know, some private eye, you know, you've seen those types of things in the old movies. You know, it's weird. You can do a search where the search is kind of like what they say about Las Vegas, whatever happens there stays there. Although, you know, that's really not true. I mean, God knows everything. But, you know, but at least Google wouldn't be tracking you. And it wouldn't go to other devices. And this is a good way to, you know, if you're using something, you know, incognito mode or in private mode, it's a good way to just test certain things out. If you run into a problem at a site and where something's not working, you know, it could be a setting that you have in your browser, or it could be a plugin that you're running that's interfering with it. So you open up that site in incognito mode, none of your plugins load, so you know you're not going to have any ad blocking, you're not going to have any, you know, like we use various plugins to help protect people. Those don't run in incognito mode, so you're going to see ads, you're going to see you're going to see some things that maybe you wouldn't see otherwise, but you also aren't going to have the tracking ability that would happen otherwise. So this is one way to do it, where once, you know, let's say we search for something up here, you know, maybe you want to do a search and you don't want to, maybe you even want to do a search, you're wanting to buy a present for your spouse. And, you know, so we'll think about, I mean, there's a lot of illegitimate things you can do with this, but there's some legitimate things you can do with this, too. Maybe you want to buy, you know, a present for your spouse. You want to search, you know, search for something, but you don't want that to show up on the computer because you don't want your spouse to know that you've been searching for that to buy that for them. So this is one way that you could do that. The other way, you know, to still have your browser plugins where you would have pop-up blocking if you have that installed, you would have malicious site blocking if you have that installed, would be again to just make sure that you're not logged in to Google if you're using a Google search, or if you're using DuckDuckGo, make sure you're not logged into DuckDuckGo. If you're using a Bing search, make sure you're not logged in to Bing with your Bing search, you know, to in Microsoft account. And again, you can just click on this little icon and you can click sign out. And that would sign you in, obviously. If you need to get access to your Google account information, maybe you use Gmail or other Google services, you would need to re-sign in to do that. So, you know, there's some extra steps here if you're going to be using Google accounts, but you're not going to be, you know, but you don't want that to transfer over. You would need to sign out and maybe sign back in when you need to use the Google account. You know, so you're going to have a few extra steps. You know, of course, you can, again, go to incognito. None of that's going to happen. Whatever you do in incognito, when you close it out, it's gone. Of course, your internet service provider would know that you did the search. Google could potentially, if you're doing a search, they would know that you did a search from a certain IP address. You know, I see. You know, we work on computers all the time from all types of different people. From our office, it's uncanny. I'll work on a customer's computer to a clean install of Windows, so no one's ever gone and viewed a YouTube video. No one's ever gone and opened up Microsoft Edge and saw the start page, which we'll just go and open up that start page. You're going to see various news articles, some ads, depending on your settings. Some of the news articles are ads, but you will actually see, you know, we'll actually see certain things that Microsoft or Google or something, they may know that I might be interested in some of that stuff, and they'll show that on the screen of a brand new computer connected to the internet, because they know that that was searched, that there was a search or there was a article that was clicked on, like we just saw on the screen here. There's, the Jets GM sends clear message about Aaron Rodgers. Well, if you're a Jets fan, if you're a Packers fan, or you're just a football fan, that might be something that might be interesting. Well, if you click on that, I can guarantee you, you'll see more articles. Even if you're not signed in, they'll know that based on the IP address. And I know there's a lot of terminology here that we're throwing out. When you connect to the internet, your computer has an IP address, and that IP address identifies your network at your house or your office or whatnot. So if you are one that would click on a NFL article, you're probably going to see more of those. If you click on an article about a particular team, you'll probably see articles about that particular team. If you're into dresses, well, they'll show you information about dresses. If you're into jewelry, they'll show you information about jewelry. Just looking at some of this, you're not going to totally get away from it, because Microsoft still knows that something was done from that IP address. Now, you could use a VPN. If you use a VPN, it can randomize your IP address, and that can totally throw the Microsoft and Google off as far as tracking you. So there are ways around that. If you really want to be secretive, you don't want them to know that you may like the Packers or the Jets or the NFL, or they're not saying that you do, but if you do, they're going to know about it. Again, you could use a VPN, and that would And by the way, the default is to track Microsoft. When you first turn on Microsoft Edge, one of the things that they ask you is, do you want to, first of all, they want to get you syncing your data. Secondly, they ask you if you want to make your experience better. Well, what does making your experience better means? It means that you allow them to track you and show you.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title of tomorrow's sermon is, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach. You can find us on FasterPC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for FasterPC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. They're also on the web at www.fasterpc.com. Again, that's fasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't run out of Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. This weekend, we remember the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross to pay the penalty that you and I rightly deserved. We have all sinned and fallen short of God's righteous standard. Every one of us deserves death and hell. Thankfully, Jesus did pay our debt and rose again, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. He offers everyone salvation. All you have to do is believe that He is the Son of God, that God has raised Him from the dead, and repent of your sins to accept God's free gift of salvation.